You are Locked On Vols, your daily Tennessee Volunteers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome into Locked On Vols, your team every day. My name is Josh Ward. Thank you for being here today. I hope you had a great weekend. I know that Saturday's basketball result affected how the weekend went. We'll get to that on today's show. That did not go well for Tennessee. The Vols take the loss at Kentucky. Tennessee's winning streak is over. Tennessee has to kind of hit the reset button on where things are. Now, Tennessee is still in a fine position, and I'm going to go over that. You're going to hear from Rick Barnes here on today's show. You're going to hear from Admiral Schofield and Grant Williams talking about Kentucky's 86-69 win over Tennessee on Saturday, a game that throughout the second half, it appeared pretty obvious Tennessee was not going to win it. Where Tennessee goes from here after what was a really disappointing showing up in Lexington, Kentucky. That's coming up in segment number one. In the second segment, it was news that came out on Friday, and it probably didn't get as much attention as it normally would because of everything going on with Tennessee basketball, but Jeremy Pruitt announced a major change with his coaching staff. He's no longer going to be the defensive play caller. You'll hear him talk about that coming up in segment number two of today's show. And then in the third segment, a little more basketball, plus Tennessee football gets an important commitment in the 2020 class. I'll tell you about all of that right here today on Locked On Vols. Your team every day available on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, your smart speaker as well. It's Locked On Vols, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. So 86-69, a game that throughout the second half, the real question was, how ugly would it be in the end? And when Tennessee went to the half down only by 6 points, down 37-31, I think a lot of the thought was, okay, well, that first half didn't go well, but if Tennessee comes out strong in the second half, this is a game and anybody can win it. That's what I thought. Well, that's not how the game went. Kentucky came out and was immediately the aggressor and better team in the second half. When you look at the box score, you can't really find any kind of advantage for Tennessee. Jordan Bone led Tennessee in scoring with 19 points. He was 8 of 13 from the field. Admiral Schofield had 17 points. Grant Williams had 16 points. He was 8 of 9 at the free throw line. That's where a lot of his scoring came from. But if you look at the team results, obviously the scoring side, rebounding is where a lot of the conversation, I think, is going to start. Kentucky had an advantage of 39-26 on the glass against Tennessee. Kentucky did everything that it wanted to physically. And I know that the officiating has been a conversation, and I know that there should have been more fouls called on Kentucky. Officiating is not why Tennessee lost. Officiating is not why Tennessee got destroyed the way that it did. The way the game was being officiated in the first half, Tennessee should have, I think, at least been able to take advantage of it in some ways because of its ability to be so physical. Frank Martin last week was just talking about how physical Tennessee's basketball team is and how his young team is not ready for that kind of play. Well, on Saturday night, Tennessee was not ready for what Kentucky had to offer. Kentucky took advantage of Tennessee, which, to their credit, Tennessee's head coach and their players said afterward. You didn't hear Tennessee making any excuses. The players were not happy with themselves. Rick Barnes was not happy with the way that his team played. You're going to hear him talk about that in just a moment. But they gave credit to Kentucky, and Kentucky deserves credit. It went out there, and it outworked Tennessee in every aspect of the game. Tennessee shot only 40% from the field. Kentucky shot 54%. Kentucky shot 38% behind the three-point line. Tennessee shot 28%. Kentucky had 14 assists. Tennessee had 11. Tennessee is much better, typically, moving the basketball and working its offense, and it did not do that against Kentucky on Saturday. Rick Barnes talked about a number of issues that Tennessee had against Kentucky on Saturday, starting with the rebounding and the frustration that came with it.
Well, we've been telling them for 2.5 weeks now that we need to rebound the ball better, and we haven't. And you know, there's good coaches in this league, and they see we're not going to get it the way we should, running down rebounds and the way we need to. And we kept telling our guys sooner or later it's going to bite us, and it bit us. But we've been able to get through a couple games where we've given up too many offensive rebounds. But But we just didn't make good basketball plays. You know, driving to the basket, putting her head down, they block shots, playing off balance. And again, our offense really hurt us a lot. But I think you got to give them credit, all the credit in the world for making those plays and getting us to play where we were out of sync. But I think you give them all the credit.
Rick Barnes did that. He did that multiple times in his press conference after the game on Saturday night. What about what the players had to say after the game? Let's hear from Tennessee's two main leaders, Grant Williams and Admiral Schofield. We'll start with Grant. Here's what he had to say about the performance by Kentucky and all that it was able to do against Tennessee on Saturday night.
We didn't execute our game plan tonight. We were soft. Credit to them. They did a good job of establishing their identity of rebounding and also playing in the paint. And we weren't Tennessee tonight. We weren't the team that we are. We kind of need this, I believe, though. We need to be humble, and I feel like we had to set us on a time limit, but we got to realize we got to compete. It's not going to be easy every game. So I'm glad it happened, and we're going to be able to bounce back.
So part of Grant Williams' takeaway there is we were soft. We weren't good enough, and he sees a positive in that he said he's glad it happened, that it can maybe be a wake-up call for Tennessee because there is a long way to go, and that kind of performance in the NCAA tournament will end Tennessee's season. He knows that, and I think Tennessee's players know that. It was pretty obvious the way the game went. If you're playing against that level team, Kentucky is a really good team. Is it a national championship contender? Time will tell, but time's going to tell on Tennessee as well, I guess, after what we saw a couple of days ago. Grant Williams said that he's glad it happened and that they're going to be better moving forward. What about what Admiral Schofield said? Here's Tennessee's senior leader talking after the game about what happened against Kentucky.
Honestly, they just kicked our butt. It is what it is. We weren't as physical. And you know what? It's part of the game, man. I'm excited we're losing now. That's all. I'm excited we're losing now. I'm excited we get a chance to get better. And, you know, they came out and they played like they wanted to beat our butt, and they did. They out-physicaled us. And there's nothing we could do about it. You know, all we can do is go to the drawing board, fix it, and get better. But, you know, they got to come in Knoxville.
And that's worth remembering. Tennessee still has a game against Kentucky at home, and if Tennessee wins that one, it's not a wash. You'd still like to have that win in Lexington, but you can make up for it. It's really about Tennessee's schedule overall. Vanderbilt is coming to Knoxville on Tuesday. That's one that Tennessee should absolutely win and should win by, I would say, a comfortable margin. Then you go to LSU. That's going to be really tough. That's a huge game for Tennessee in trying to win the SEC, as LSU won at Rupp last week. So LSU is in the same position as Tennessee with only one loss. It was able to hold on against Georgia the other day. So that LSU game is big. Going to Ole Miss is going to be tough. Going to Auburn is going to be a difficult game. Hosting Mississippi State will not be a gimme either. So the schedule is very challenging for Tennessee moving forward. That's why turning things around very quickly will be important for Tennessee as well. That's going to be the focus of Tennessee's coaching staff and players, no doubt, with what can maybe be a tune-up game on Tuesday against Vanderbilt. Again, Tennessee should win that one comfortably. And I say that knowing they went to overtime earlier in the season, but getting them in Knoxville, and I would imagine you're going to see a very motivated Tennessee basketball team. It's a chance to work on some things because Tennessee has to work on some things. Part of it being maybe the mindset and the approach that the Vols are taking, which I didn't expect to be having this conversation. I thought Kentucky would probably win the game this past Saturday. I didn't think Kentucky would win the game that way. I didn't think Kentucky was going to go out there and work the Vols the way that it did. Credit to Kentucky. That's a big win for the Wildcats. They're getting more national attention. By the way, people around the nation are saying, for the most part, don't give up on the Vols. They're still really good. So a lot of the national writers who have been high on Tennessee so far still are, and I think still should be. What is another takeaway from this game? Coming up in the third segment, you'll hear Rick Barnes talk about that. What does he hope his team takes from the loss to Kentucky on Saturday? You'll hear that a little bit later in the show. Coming up next, a big change within Tennessee's coaching staff, more money being spent on Tennessee's coaches as well. You'll hear from Jeremy Pruitt, Tennessee's head football coach, coming up next right here on Locked On Vols, your team every day. And today it's presented by Learning RX Knoxville, which is located on North Shore Drive in Knoxville. And it's a great place to go if you have someone in your life, if you have a child that is struggling with learning, reading, having memory issues, attention issues. Learning RX can help with that. Learning RX will start with a cognitive assessment to figure out why there is an issue, what is the issue, and how best to attack it. And then at Learning RX, they have brain training. That's one-on-one work to help strengthen skills that might have become weak. Learning Rx's one-on-one brain training programs have helped more than 100,000 kids and adults. They can help people of all ages. If you have someone in your life that needs help, that needs to figure out why there might be an issue with cognitive skills being weaker, Learning Rx can help figure out why and how to help improve it. Go online to learningrx.com/Knoxville. LearningRx.com/Knoxville. They're located on North Shore Drive in Knoxville, and you can give them a call, 865-246-6326. That's 246-6326. LearningRx can help your child learn easier, think faster, and perform better. It's LearningRx, Knoxville. So Jeremy Pruitt met with the media on Friday. He scheduled a press conference on Thursday afternoon to talk about his new look coaching staff. We knew of three additions that hadn't officially all been announced together and titles had not been determined yet. But Derek Ansley, Jim Chaney, and T. Martin have been hired at Tennessee. And Tennessee is going to have six full-time assistants on the offensive side. Jim Chaney is going to be the offensive coordinator. Chris Winkie is now going to coach quarterbacks. He coached running backs last year. David Johnson is going to move from wide receivers to running back coach. T. Martin will be the wide receivers coach while also being the passing game coordinator and have the title of associated head coach. And then Will Friend will stay as the offensive line coach, and Brian Niedermeyer will continue to coach tight ends. I think those roles were pretty much figured out going into Jeremy Pruitt's press conference on Friday. He just made the news official. The big news came on the defensive side. There are four full-time assistants on defense. Derek Ansley coaching the defensive backs, Chris Rump coaching the outside linebackers, Kevin Scher coaching inside linebackers, and Tracy Rocker remains as the defensive line coach. The big news was that Kevin Scher is no longer serving as a defensive coordinator. He was a co-defensive coordinator last year along with Chris Rump. Chris Rump is a co-DC, but Derek Ansley is now the defensive coordinator for Tennessee, and with that role, he will call plays. Jeremy Pruitt talked about adding Derek Ansley to the coaching staff to come in and coach defensive backs and then the duties that will come with his new position.
Right. I think Derek's been in very high demand for the last several years. Obviously, he was the highest paid DB coach in the NFL after only being there for 1 year. But, you know, he's a guy that is ready for this. He's been ready for quite some time. I think with the fact that with Derek and Kevin and Chris and Tracy in one room, I can already see the cohesiveness together. They communicate well together. They've all worked together, you know. So, you know, I guess Tracy's probably the only one that hadn't worked with Derek, but he actually was a coach at Troy State when Derek played. So everybody knows each other. You know, we've had a really productive last week, kind of getting ready for spring ball. So I think we're headed in the right direction there. And you know, Derek will call the defense this fall.
So that was big news right there. Jeremy Pruitt adding in, yes, Derek Ansley will call the plays, because I don't think there was that anticipation. Jeremy Pruitt handled play calling duties this past fall, and his reason essentially was, why hand those duties over to somebody else who's not as good as me at doing it? And maybe Derek Ansley will be as good as Jeremy Pruitt, but he's never done it before. Jeremy Pruitt has a lot of experience, so right now, who's the better play caller? Why on earth would you say Derek Ansley is? He could be, but Jeremy Pruitt's reasoning this past fall for taking on those duties during games was he was the best at doing it. That would appear to show after a year of being the head coach, and remember, he's learning on the job, that he's going to take a different approach moving forward. So Derek Ansley is the new defensive coordinator, and Jeremy Pruitt talked again about why add Derek Ansley and explain further why he's handing those play calling duties over to Tennessee's new defensive backs coach and now defense coordinator, Derek Ansley.
Well, I think, you know, I think Derek, I think his heart's in college football. He's a tremendous recruiter. You know, he has passion for young people. He's a very good teacher. You know, and he had lots of opportunities, you know, to leave the Raiders this offseason, and he chose to stay. But I think the opportunity to be the defensive coordinator here, to work with the men on our staff, was something that he couldn't turn down.
What about you? Why did you want to hand those duties off?
Well, I just think he's ready. You know, he's somebody that's been in the back end with me. We obviously wasn't together last year, but the two previous years. Has a really good idea of of, you know, why we want to call something and when we want to call it.
It's a big responsibility. It has to help that you're going to have cohesion, or at least you expect it, among the coaching staff on the defensive side with their history working together. Derek Ansley is also not coming at a cheap price, which you probably didn't expect with him being hired away from the Oakland Raiders. And if he really did have some other opportunities, then it was going to take some money to get him to Tennessee. Derek Ansley is now joining the $1 million club among coordinators in college football, meaning both of Tennessee's coordinators, Jim Chaney on the offensive side and Derek Ansley coaching the defense, will be making $1 million plus this upcoming season. You can also expect that some coaches are going to be due raises. Brian Niedermeyer is going to get a pay bump. He's going to have to after what he was able to do on the recruiting trail for Tennessee. So it's again a reminder, the resources are there. Tennessee is spending. Philip Fulmer is giving Jeremy Pruitt, it appears, everything he needs to be successful. Now it's about going out and being successful. What does that mean for this upcoming season? There's still a long-term look that has to be taken at Tennessee's football program right now. But again, when you look at Tennessee compared to its main competition in the SEC for championships, they're spending money. Alabama spends, Georgia spends, they're all spending. Auburn spends as well. Florida is going to do whatever it needs to win. Todd Grantham just got a big bump as the defensive coordinator there with the Gators after 1 year with Dan Mullen in Gainesville. So everybody's spending in college football to try to win at the highest level. Tennessee is not going to take a back seat in that conversation. Other coaches are going to get more money as well. So Tennessee is putting everything it can into trying to put together the best coaching staff in the SEC. Now let's see what happens this spring when they hit the practice field. And yeah, I don't know that we're going to see much of a difference on the field. I'd say the approach that Tennessee will be taking will be very similar. But you now have Jim Chaney, who's overseeing the offense, with different coaches having each position group. And you might also say the same with Jeremy Pruitt, who's going to be involved with cornerbacks. He actually said that he coached them last year. But Jeremy Pruitt can maybe take an overall look at the defense as well, while Derek Ansley serves as the defense coordinator. Very interesting time right now with Tennessee football and the new look Tennessee coaching staff. Coming up next, Tennessee football gets a big commitment for 2020, and Rick Barnes. You'll hear from him talking about where the Vols go from here, what he hopes his Tennessee basketball team takes from the loss to Kentucky this past Saturday. That's next on Locked On Vols, your team every day. Remember to send me a question or comment for the show anytime. I'm on Twitter at Josh_Ward. And also, if you go to facebook.com/Josh Ward, I have the Josh Ward page there. If you'd like to like and follow the page, that'd be great. But it's also a great way to send me questions or comments for the show anytime. It's facebook.com/Josh Ward. So where does Tennessee go from here? Tennessee's still 23-2 on the season. Tennessee's still 11-1 in the SEC. There is a long way to go for Tennessee, and all of Tennessee's goals are still there for the taking. Winning the SEC regular season title, winning the SEC tournament, winning the national championship, going to a Final Four. All of that can still happen. That doesn't change just because of one bad showing at Rupp Arena, which happens to a lot of schools. But it also is probably a sign that something needs to change. So what does Tennessee take out of this loss to Kentucky? That's what Rick Barnes talked about Saturday after the game. Here's Tennessee's head coach.
That we've got to get better. And we've been talking about that from all through this winning streak. You know, we've got to get better. It's not just about winning games. Obviously, we've got to win games. But through that, you've got to get better. And the things that we said that we needed to do tonight, we didn't do. We didn't. Again, we were really a very poor. We were a selfish team offensively. And it's, and again, I told the coaches, I said, I don't know who I'm looking at, what I'm looking at, where to turn, because, again, we just didn't give ourselves a chance. But, again, I think you got to give Kentucky credit for that.
So, as you hear, Rick Barnes continues to credit Kentucky for the way that it played against Tennessee and maybe causing some of those problems for Tennessee. But that's something I would not have expected Rick Barnes to be saying before we went into the game, that he didn't recognize Tennessee's basketball team and that Tennessee was selfish offensively. Strong words from Tennessee's head coach, which I promise you he delivered to the team during the game, halftime, after the game, and since then. And then they'll get back to work. So Tennessee, when it's looking at things it needs to figure out, you know, 50-50 balls were going to Kentucky, and that's not just going to be luck of the bounce every time. That's work. That's work that Kentucky was putting in, and the way that it was outworking the Vols was that maybe the most disappointing part to Rick Barnes.
It really is very disappointing. And, you know, plain and simple, they beat us every way you could be beaten. And it is disappointing when you know that you come in and knowing that they're going to be ready to play. There's no doubt they're going to be ready to play. And we weren't ready for the challenge. And they won the game handily, and they handled us handily. And you got to give them all the credit.
I agree with Rick Barnes on that. He will speak with the media later today, so he will have had time to watch film, reflect on what happened, and Tennessee will have met and all that. So thoughts from Rick Barnes later today at his press conference. You'll hear those on tomorrow's show, as tomorrow's show will help you get ready for what becomes an important game to kind of reset things for Tennessee. Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, Tuesday game at Thompson Bowling Arena against Vanderbilt. And maybe that can also be helpful, as you have a big road game Saturday against LSU, for Tennessee to play Tuesday and then have 3 days to get ready for what will be a very important road game for Tennessee coming up. There's a long way to go still with Tennessee's basketball season, and I don't think there's any reason to panic over what happened this past weekend. Things just have to be better moving forward. And before I close out today's show, somebody who could help Tennessee football moving forward is the latest commitment in the 2020 class. Tennessee needs defensive line help. Well, Dominic Bailey could provide it. He is a 290-pound defensive lineman from Baltimore, Maryland. He chose Tennessee over Maryland, Virginia, and Boston College after visiting Tennessee this past weekend. He visited Knoxville last summer, took a return trip to Tennessee this weekend, and Tennessee was able to go get a player who's very well thought of in the 2020 class and somebody who can really help Tennessee down the line at a position of great need. I thought that was one of the position groups where Tennessee didn't get enough help in the 2019 class, and Aubrey Solomon's transfer waiver is still pending. At the worst, he'll be eligible to play, though, by 2020. So more defensive line help is on the way down the line. That is from Maryland four-star defensive lineman Dominic Bailey, and I can assure you, this coaching staff that Tennessee's put together, Derek Ansley coming in to run the defense now, while coaching will be most important, that's the priority moving forward, recruiting is a big part of it as well. Derek Ansley has a lot of history recruiting both at Alabama, Tennessee. He was also at Kentucky, so he's recruited the Southeast, and I'd say working with Derek Ansley gave Jeremy Pruitt an idea of what kind of recruiter he will be, because on Jeremy Pruitt's staff, that's going to be a requirement. And that is going to do it for Locked On Vols today. Thanks so much for hanging out. Tomorrow, a preview of Tennessee Vanderbilt, more from Tennessee head coach Rick Barnes, and maybe some more thoughts on these coaching changes at Tennessee that Jeremy Pruitt has made. That's all coming up tomorrow on Locked On Vols. If you have time to rate and review the show, please do so. Thanks to everybody who has. Just takes a moment and really can help the show grow. Keep spreading the word to Tennessee fans about the daily Tennessee podcast, Locked On Vols. Thanks again, and I'll see you here tomorrow.